Tomorrow, Donald Trump is scheduled to give a major speech on immigration in Arizona, possibly answering questions about if he's softening his stance on deporting immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. But as the campaign focuses on illegal immigration, the White House just last Friday announced a plan to open the door to more legal immigration by foreign-born workers looking to start businesses in the U.S., which is of particular interest in Silicon Valley. So let's get to our weekly guide to the world of tech. Recode. Ina Fried is a senior editor for Recode. She's with us from San Francisco. Hi, Ina.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, let's get to what the Obama administration is proposing when it comes to allowing more legal immigration by foreign-born workers who want to start a business. Tell us about what the plan is.
So this was something that they had hoped to do as part of comprehensive immigration reform, which got stalled in Congress, but they found a way to get more startup executives into the U.S. And it's kind of a loophole or a technicality, but it allowed them to do it without congressional approval. And what it's going to let is any unlimited number, but, you know, on a case-by-case basis, people that have a startup plan that have funding from the U.S. to build their startup and be here for initially 2 years and maybe even up to 5 years to build that company.
And what are the requirements? You can't just say you're going to start a business, so please give me a visa.
Yeah, I think we'd have a lot more startup executives here if that were the case. You have to have a significant amount of funding, either around $300,000 in U.S. funds from known investors who have a track record, or grants from the government, whether it's state, city, or federal, in excess of $100,000, or even if you don't quite meet those numbers, but there's some really good reason to believe you might be poised for success, then you can do it. And the idea is they want companies that have the potential to grow U.S. jobs.
And this is something that the administration can do without congressional approval, different than what you were talking about with what they had tried to do with Congress, which would have been something called a startup visa. What would that have been?
So the name would have been when different is the main difference, actually. So this has an odd name. It's called parole, which sounds like we're talking about criminals, which we aren't. But it's basically an existing mechanism within U.S. law that allows the immigration to allow people to stay here without otherwise being entitled to do. And instead of using it on a case-by-case basis for a variety of other reasons, this would be a systematic program. But again, you know, basically it's the startup visa they wanted to begin with. It just can't be called a visa because only Congress can approve visas.
And how important are these foreign-born workers in Silicon Valley? Why can't they just find these people in the United States that will create the same opportunity, create the same revenue for startups or bigger companies in Silicon Valley? How much of the industry is made up of foreign workers?
I mean, I think there's two issues. One is how much of the industry is foreign workers, and then how much of the startups are actually foreign-born entrepreneurs. We have really good statistics on the former. I mean, about, you know, 10% of total STEM workers are foreign-born, but there's actually lower unemployment in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. But when you look at the founders, I mean, you look at companies like eBay, started by Piero Midyar, you know, there's all these examples. So I think the real question here is, you know, will more jobs be created? And I think the Obama administration certainly believes there will.
Well, and in fact, if you look at some of the big tech executives in Silicon Valley, Elon Musk, Sergey Brin, Peter Thiel, Satya Nadella, Google CEO Sundar Pichai, there are a lot. I mean, they're all U.S. citizens now, but a lot of foreign-born people running some of the biggest companies there.
For sure. And one of the people the Obama administration has as sort of an ambassador for this program is Max Levchin, one of PayPal's co-founders, gone on to found a number of companies. And he wrote a pretty impassioned note when this was announced about, you know, how he came from Russia, saw the opportunity, and built something. And I think it's pretty hard to argue with. I mean, this is a small sliver of the overall immigration debate, but certainly, you know, if you have people starting businesses, they're going to start the business hopefully somewhere. And I think the idea is, why not have it be here?
You know, I want to ask you about one more thing before we let you go, which is a story from Amazon, which recently announced that it is experimenting with a 30-hour work week, which may sound strange to people who remember the story in the New York Times where Amazon was accused of treating its workers horribly and having very long hours. Now, the 30-hour work weeks would only be paid 75% of their salary. But tell us what's going on here.
I think they are certainly trying to respond to that criticism, which didn't originate, it just got more attention after the New York Times piece. But, you know, Amazon has been known as a tough place where they want you to put the company first. And I think they recognize that there's a group of employees that probably wouldn't work for them with a full-time, you know, 80-hour-a-week, officially 40-hour-a-week type of lifestyle. So I think they're trying to see, hey, are there some places where we can put these workers, you know, find a way into Amazon for them?
A lot of people in Silicon Valley want a 30-hour-week instead of a 40-hour?
You know, I think a lot of us would like it, but, you know, can't necessarily afford that. I think, you know, for Amazon, I don't think we'll see this become the bulk of their workforce, but I do think they want to try different things.
That's Ina Fried, a senior editor for Recode. Ina, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.